Parkinson's Recovery sponsors live events such as Jumpstart to Wellness or the Parkinson's Cruise to Alaska, where many, many individuals who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease are congregated together in the very same place as we work together. An observation that I have is that literally 95-99% of the individuals at our events are thin. We don't tend to see very many individuals that are overweight. The question I have for today is the following. Are you getting a sufficient intake of fat? You're probably thinking to myself, well, no, and I'm proud of it because, boy, I don't want to be like some of those folks that weigh 350 pounds. There is an outstanding interview that I aired on my radio program with naturopath John Briggs, who has a quite eloquent explanation of why our bodies need fat, and in specifically, why our neurological system needs fat in order to be able to function. It's actually a very fundamental substance that's needed by our neurological system. So consider the possibility that the answer to the question is no, actually you're not getting enough fat in your body. There are healthy foods that are fats, like avocados, for example, that you might want to consider eating a little bit more of. So I don't want anybody's cholesterol to go out of whack with answering this question, but I do want you to consider the possibility that it may be you are not actually giving your body enough fat. If you think that's a possibility, I invite you to scroll back on the radio program page. It's now been about 6 months ago, and you're going to find the radio program interview that I did with John Briggs. Listen to that radio program and consider the possibility that it may be for you the reality that, no, you're not actually giving your body a sufficient quantity of fat every day. And that might be why certain symptoms such as a tremor or tight muscles may be particularly problematic for you. So the invitation is not to obviously eat too much fat, but rather to consider the possibility that you may be underdoing it rather than overdoing it. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.